जाए ओम विष्णु पाद ब्रह्म हम सुप्रीम राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत शिशु मारे जबाइन ग्रेस हे श्री भक्ति विरांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नित्य लील प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद ब्रह्म हम सुप्रीम राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत शिशु मारे जबाइन ग्रेस चिर भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत गुरु वैष्णविंद की मंत्र श्रीमद भगवद गीत की पिता गौर अभिमनंदी All glories, Jesus of the bodies. All glories, the assembled bodies. All glories, the assembled bodies. All glories to the Lord's spirit of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Hare Krishna. So this afternoon's text is from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, text 17. Chapter 7, text 17. So please repeat. Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta.
Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta.
Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta.
Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta.
Eka Bhakti Vishishyate.
Eka Bhakti Vishishyate.
Eka Bhakti Vishishyate.
Eka Bhakti Vishishyate.
Priyo hi gyanino tyartam.
Priyo hi gyanino
tyartam.
Priyo hi gyanino tyartam.
Aham saccha mama priya.
Aham saccha mama priya.
Aham saccha mama priya.
Aham saccha mama priya.
Hey. So please repeat. Tesham, out of them,
Gyani,
one in full knowledge,
Nitya Yukta,
always engaged,
Eka,
only.
Only.
Bhakti.
In devotional service.
Vishishyate.
Is special.
Priya,
very dear.
He
certainly.
Gyanina, to the person in knowledge. Atyartam,
highly.
Aham,
I am.
Sa,
he.
Cha,
also.
Mama,
to me.
Priya,
dear.
Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best. For I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. Please repeat. Of these,
the one who is in full knowledge,
and who is always engaged,
in pure devotional service,
is the best.
For I am very dear to him,
and he is dear to me. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Free from all contaminations of material desires, the distressed, the inquisitive, the penniless, and the seeker after supreme knowledge can all become pure devotees. But out of them, he who is in knowledge of the absolute truth and free from all material desires becomes a really pure devotee of the Lord. And of the four orders, the devotee who is in full knowledge and is at the same time engaged in devotional service the Lord says is the best. By searching after knowledge, one realizes that his self is different from his material body, and when further advanced, he comes to the knowledge of impersonal Brahman and Paramatma. When one is fully purified, he realizes that his constitutional position is to be the eternal servant of God. So by association with pure devotees, the inquisitive, the distressed, the seeker after material amelioration, and the man in knowledge all become themselves pure. But in the preparatory stage, the man who is in full knowledge of the Supreme Lord and is at the same time executing devotional service is very dear to the Lord. He who is situated in pure knowledge of the transcendence of the Supreme Personality of God is so protected in devotional service that material contamination cannot touch him. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupa Sagatatam Sahagana Raguna Thambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lita Sri Visharakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpat Rubyascha Kripa Sinibya Evacha Pratitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pracharini Nirdeshesha Shunyavani Paschachade Chakrani Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasase Namah Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavya Nibhachavi Sundaraya Tasmaya Mahaprema Rasa Padaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So I'll go over the Sanskrit and the translation. You don't have to repeat after me. And then by your permission and hopefully by Spiritual Master and Srila Prabhupada, I'll be used as an instrument to deliver what they want you to hear. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhakti visishyate priyo hi jnani no tyatam aham samam chamamapiya. Translation. Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best, for I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. So Sri Krishna is explaining the four kinds of people come to Krishna consciousness. Those, the distressed, those who are going through some material distress, I'm sure we're familiar with that. The inquisitive, the penniless, and the seeker after supreme knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport that they can all become pure devotees. In other words, when somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, their purification begins if they open their hearts. So whichever class of people that one is coming to Krishna consciousness, the process itself purifies. Therefore, over time, Srila Prabhupada says, gradually, the purification will in fact come. Still, Krishna is making a distinction here. He says, of these four, one who is in full knowledge and also engaged in pure devotional service, that person is the best. And he says, I am dear to him and he is dear to me. So Krishna basically has put it out that yes, full knowledge of Krishna as Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what are we? Eternal servant of the servants of the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That understanding is basic knowledge, and everything also springs from there. Everything in the Shastra is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether it's said by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, whether it's said by Krishna's incarnations in Srimad Bhagavatam, or whether it's said by Krishna's pure devotees, it's all about glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our position is eternal servant. That's where our joy is. We don't serve the Lord, we're not going to be happy. We don't serve the Lord, we will serve the Lord's energy, the material energy, the external energy, but that makes us miserable. So when we connect with the internal energy, the Antaranga Shakti, and we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master. The spiritual master's instructions are the ones that make us see clearly what it is that we need to do. So the Prabhupada gives an example by the spiritual master, an analogy by the spiritual master. Many, many places he says that the devotee has a direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then the devotee has to hear the spiritual master though, to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the role of a spiritual master? The spiritual master plays quite a few roles. But in this case, for one to connect with Krishna through the spiritual master, the example that Srila Prabhupada gives is like the spiritual master is the one who makes you see clearly Krishna. So when the spiritual master is not there, then it's like you have eyes, but you can't see Krishna clearly. It's like somebody who has defective eyes. Somebody has eyes that doesn't focus properly. What do? They put on glasses. So the spiritual master is like the glasses. So soon as you wear the glasses, oh, now you can see. So this is the role. The spiritual master, so Krishna is there, but he's obscured unless you have the spiritual master who is the glasses there for you to be able to look through. And then Krishna comes clearly. Which means, without the spiritual master, we will not see Krishna clearly, even though he may be right in front of us in the day before. But we can't really connect though. We cannot connect. As a matter of fact, how did the deities come here? It's through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Once upon a time, there was no deity in America. We didn't know anything about it. The books were in here. So the spiritual master, the Jagat Guru, brought them. So still through the spiritual master, we got to do anything in connection with Krishna. So, then Krishna says, when we are in full knowledge, and we also engage ourselves in devotional service, he says pure devotional service. So now if you take someone like me, I'm not pure. So then how do I offer pure devotional service? It's very simple. The devotional service should be from our hearts. In other words, we should be sincere. That's one. The second is we offer everything to our guru. On the altar, when the pujari comes, you watch. They don't start offering whatever is auspicious directly to Lord Jagannath. Never. They offer the spiritual master first. So their spiritual master's picture is there, and the first one they wave to or turn to or make circles to in offering is the spiritual master. So it doesn't matter whether the devotee that's in the pujari is a pure devotee or not. he or she may be pure or in the process of becoming pure. But when the offering is given to the spiritual master, then he offers his guru and up the parampara to Krishna. As soon as the spiritual master offers, then there is purity. Therefore, it's possible for all of us to serve by going to the spiritual master. And through the spiritual master, that's where the purification is there. And by the grace of the spiritual master and grace through association with devotees, we will also learn what to do, what not to do in the process of purification. So, Krishna says, one who is engaged in pure devotional service, as long as we offer the service to our guru, it gets purified. Full knowledge of Krishna and also engaged in pure devotional service is the best. I am very dear to him and he is dear to me. When we love someone, what do? We do things for that person. There is no financial transaction in that. Or any other, you know, I do this for you, you do this for me. We just do out of our hearts. And we are happy that they are happy to receive whatever it is that we did. That's all that matters. And so that service from our hearts. So to love Krishna means to serve Krishna. Now, we came from the spiritual world, many of us, except a few pure devotees among us, are actually contaminated by the material energy. We are fortunate to hear about Krishna consciousness through which we can go back to our original constitutional position. But for now, we have varying degrees of contamination. Now, when we go through this process of one, our faith increasing. Increase of faith is very important. First of all, you have to have faith. Anyway, that's everybody. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't be in this room. So that's there. Now, when we associate with devotees, see, devotees are the ones that are doing the things that we are supposed to do, or the devotees are the ones that we are comfortable doing things in Krishna consciousness around them. Now, to prove that is not difficult at all, just take a non-devotee and start chanting around that person. Start doing gayatri around that person. Start offering to the deities around that person. They will be very curious. At best, they will be quiet and tolerate, but some of them become uncomfortable. Therefore, around devotees, we can do the activities in Krishna consciousness easily. That's one. And secondly, when we hear from devotees about Krishna, they remind us, and therefore we grow in Krishna consciousness, taking the advice that we get. Krishna uses everybody. And that's typical Krishna. He could have finished everybody in the battle of Kurukshetra. He decided Arjuna and the Pandavas should do that. He always spreads. He's very, very, very unselfish. He's very selfless. And likes to give credit to his devotees. As a matter of fact, as we know, in most of us, if not all of us, know that in the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was fighting, Krishna was driving the chariot with the 6 horses. Krishna has opulences, and one of the opulences is renunciation. And His Holiness Radha Maharaj was explaining the examples of renunciation of Krishna. So I've gone off a tangent a little bit, we'll come back to this. But I think it's important to know. Krishna exhibits renunciation several times. Myself included, many, many other people probably don't realize that Krishna is exhibiting renunciation many times when he doesn't. The fact is, Krishna is a supreme controller. Therefore, in his original position as supreme controller, when he is controlling, that's not renunciation. But when he drives the chariot, even though he's a supreme controller, when he becomes a messenger for Maharaj Yudhisthira to go to Hastinapur, when in the Rajasriya sacrifice at Indraprast, everybody was invited. Maharaj Yudhisthira shared responsibilities. Guess what Krishna was doing? washing the feet of everybody that came in. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, washing the feet of Duryodhana and Shakuni in the restaurant. You know what I mean? Wash all your feet. He was doing that, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is the Supreme Controller. But when he does these kinds of things that are menial, then that is his opulence of renunciation that he's exhibiting. Okay. So here Krishna says, when we are in full knowledge and also engaged in devotional service, that person that does that is dear to him. Now, how does renunciation connect with this? Well, if the Supreme Personality of God is himself who wash our feet, then what is the problem in cleaning the temple then? When the Lord himself will do something like this. So the more menial the activity, Krishna himself has showed it. He's done it. It's in the books. It's in the pastimes that he does that. At Nanda Maharaj's house, when Nanda Maharaj comes, Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, fetch your father's shoes and give it to him. And Krishna takes, and this is baby Krishna, takes his shoes, put Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head, and they're quite heavy. You see Lord Nityananda's shoes. Was it shown here? Lord Nityananda, yeah, they're not little things at all. You see, those things, they're big. So Krishna, Nanda Maharaj's, they're all that size. And Krishna puts it on his head and takes a few steps, trying to balance on his head, let his good gift to his father. That's the opulence of renunciation. Because the same Krishna, as a baby, sucked the breast of big, big Putana and got rid of her. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then he would take his pure devotees' shoes to give to him. So, Krishna likes the exchange of love like that. Therefore, we never should feel that any service is too low for us to do. Because Krishna himself exhibits this renunciation process. So, when one is fully purified, so it says, when we are in full knowledge, Srila Prabhupada says, when one is fully purified, he realizes that his constitutional position is to be the eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that we need to remember. And the association with pure devotees is very important. Association, even with devotees in the process of going through purification, is also very important. Now, one of the things that is important for association is, in fact, at the time of death. We're all going to leave our bodies at some point. When we leave our bodies, or when we're in the process of leaving our bodies, the Shastra tells us the one who remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead goes back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's abode. Now, how do we remember the Lord? Well, we remember the easiest by chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When a person is getting ready to leave the body, their senses shut down. They don't see well, they can't talk, therefore they can't chant. The mind, who knows where the mind is. But the one thing that is slowly shut down is the sense of hearing. Therefore, when a person is getting ready to leave the body, and devotees come around and they start chanting the holy name, that helps the person that leaves the body, or is leaving the body, to hear and therefore remember the holy name. And that greatly increases the chances of that person going back to Godhead. So it's through association with devotees. Devotees are very, very, very important. We should remember that at all times. And when we remember that, this devotee, any devotee you look at, is potentially the one that's going to be chanting in your ear when you're leaving your body. And you don't have to be old. People leave bodies when they're younger too. At any time. So that person is precious because they can help you to remember Krishna and go back to Krishna's abode. Therefore, if they are precious, you have to treat them like they're precious. which means you don't offend, in terms of getting angry at them, in terms of criticizing, in terms of gossiping, those things you don't do. Because this person is the one that most likely will help you to go back to Godhead. Now, when we've not let our bodies get, this is the person you associate with, reminds you of Krishna, you do things more comfortably in Krishna consciousness around them, you do things with them sometimes. The importance of devotees can't be stressed enough. Association with pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. When we associate with any spiritual master, we will associate with the pure devotee because the spiritual master is connected to Srila Prabhupada. As soon as you associate with a spiritual master, you associate with the parampara. So, it is extremely important. Now, how do you associate? Doesn't mean the spiritual master has to be here. But when you hear the spiritual master's lecture, you're associating with him then. So it's also important to hear, and this is one of the nine processes, hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So they go together. Everything in Krishna consciousness is connected to everything else. Now, so the four types of people that were described, except the one that was seeking higher knowledge, the rest of them are steeped in material desires or material connections, distress, penniless, and so on. So, freedom from material desires, is also one way in which we get more and more and more pure, purer and purer. What is freedom from material desires? Well, we use material things. So how can we be free from material desires? It has to do with the mind, how we perceive material things. When we have material things with the idea that we're going to use them in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there's a purpose. It's a spiritual purpose. And there's a spiritual purpose, then you're actually free from the material, whatever negativity that it can bring in terms of sense gratification. If we don't use for things that we need to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we're using for sense gratification. Now, there are necessary things that we have to do to keep the body going. That is important. That's there. Okay? Because we are in these physical bodies now. We're in other bodies, but we're in these physical bodies. But as much as possible, items that come to your house, items that you get on different reasons, should have a direct or indirect connection with serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mr. Devotees. So, purity actually begins with disconnection from material desires. You should be detached even though we use material things. We should also understand that material things are not really part of our real life space. It's a temporary life space. In the spiritual world, these material things aren't there. They're all spiritual. Everything is spiritual in the spiritual world. So, the other point, and it can't be stressed enough, Vaishnava association, devotees. Seek higher association. What is higher association? Devotees can talk about material things. Devotees can talk about the spiritual also. Spend more time talking with the person that tells you more spiritual things, because that's who you're going to learn more from. So spend more time, and you yourself bring up more spiritual things when you're talking. When somebody relates something material that's happened to you or to them, and they're just telling you about it, hear it out of respect. But you can also respond in such a way that reminds a person about Krishna's mercy. That way, when you're talking, you always bring Krishna in there to remind the other person. That way, in fact, that's another way to serve that person, by having them remember Krishna. Okay. So, respect everyone. Chant offenselessly. So what's offenseless chanting? Chant with greater attention. We need to hear the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We do that Our mind tends to roam. It's been roaming for years, and it still keeps doing that. See, the Papa says, we are making progress when, if the mind roams, that we remember and pull it back to the Holy Name. Pulling it back makes progress. Because if you keep pulling it back, you realize that it won't roam as much. Over time, you will begin to, and especially, we'll get to that one, but I'll say a little bit about it. In service, when we serve, taking even inconvenience. See, when you love somebody, you want to do whatever it is that you want to do to serve them, and you don't let obstacles become a big thing to stop you from serving them. So the more inconvenience you go through to serve Krishna, then Krishna realizes he really wants to do something for me. And then, as Krishna says, yeyatama prapadyante tam satava bhajami aham, to the extent that you surrender, I reward accordingly. So more service, even through inconvenience. We should never let inconvenience stop us. Because if inconvenience stops us, Maya has stopped us, using inconvenience as an excuse. So as best we can, we need to serve. And serve, not letting anything get in the way. Pure devotees do that all the time. You read it, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's all there. They don't let anything that's material stop them from serving. So when you do that, then Krishna is happy and Guru is happy, and then Krishna begins to purify. We cannot purify ourselves. Forget it. We can't fight Maya. Even pure devotees get tempted. Jesus got tempted. It's in the Bible. When he was fasting, he got tempted. Everybody, Maya, as my spiritual master says, is an equal opportunity employer. Everybody, he takes his time at everybody, pure or not. Pure or not, he will come after you. So, we need to keep going with the offenseless chanting, which means greater attention. And the more we chant greater attention, the sweeter the chanting becomes. So Krishna's name is very sweet. It's very, very sweet. There are devotees, pure devotees that call Krishna's name and they faint. What's it, Tanya? One example. Okay. So, also, worshipping the deity. But worship the deity with great faith and veneration. Adore the deity. That's Krishna himself. So, that is Krishna's mercy. Coming in such a way that we can see with these material eyes. So this opportunity is there. We should worship the deity. Being very, very careful about how we worship in terms of the time that we worship and the extent that we worship and also the very feeling that we put into worshiping, the attention that we give to. And if we slack on that and not be serious about it, that's called seva aparad. Aparad, offenses in worshiping. Yeah, there are 32 of them in the Nectar of Devotion. Seva aparad, it's listed there. So worship the deity with faith and veneration. And Krishna says, the one that's in full knowledge and also executing pure devotion service is most dear. Therefore, get involved in projects in the temple. Get involved in it, one way or the other. That way, the mind is engaged, the senses are engaged. And when the senses are engaged, then the senses don't get pulled into other things that are material. So, and it's very, very easy for Maya to push us astray from the path when we are not engaged in service. So be involved in regular service and also be involved in projects. Now, consciousness, the 26 qualities of the devotee, which is in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, text 8 through 12, there's five of them that Krishna talks about. He starts with amanidva, which is humility. Humility is very, very, very important. So, a few points about this. One, when a problem arises between us and any other devotee, in fact, you can do that with any other person. We should try to resolve the problem. We should not try to make it a priority to point out our point to see how right we are. Because if they think that they're right, and you think that you're right, then there are two rights. And it's going to be like this, two rights butting heads. That's what's going to happen. So, since the relationship, now we know that the same Vaishnava may be around chanting for you. Do you remember the name when you're leaving the body? You can't afford to break that relationship because that's one less person that will come around you when you're getting ready to go. It's very important to make sure that the problem is resolved by hearing the other person's point of view. You have a point, but hear the other person's point of view, and because they're making a point to you, and discuss that way so that the person can hear, okay, well, he's listening to what I'm saying, and if he's listening to what I'm saying, then there's not much of a likelihood that I will continue to be angry with them, because the thing is, I just want to get my point across. And if the other person, so we are ready to listen to the other person's point of view, much, 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 much more likely is the fact that this whole conversation will end well. Now, it could be that you're really right and they're wrong, but you still listen to them so that the conversation ends positively, ends without anybody walking away getting offended. So if you hear that now, so you go and say, but I was right. Yeah, maybe you're right. But if you really are right, Krishna would arrange to prove to the other person that you are right later on. He'll prove it. So don't worry. Our situation is make sure that the problem is resolved without any kind of animosity in the end. So the relationship is, you know, saved and not changed. We can sincerely pray to our guru, or if you're not initiated, to Srila Prabhupada for help with our weaknesses. To admit weakness, to admit it, shows that we're humble. And also, we should accept that we don't know much of anything spiritual. And it's not difficult to prove that. We should accept that we don't know much of anything spiritual, therefore be willing to hear the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, or read every day. Now, if there's anyone here that thinks that they know quite a bit, I've got a shock for you. I don't know much. Now, why is it that it's true that we don't know much of anything spiritual? Well, Krishna is unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. So let's say you know a million things in Krishna consciousness. But your million things divided by infinity is zero still. You can do the math. Trillions and quadrillions or whatever divided by your million, it's still 0.00000 something. That's still zero, essentially. So, to admit that we don't know much spiritually means we are ready to hear more. Which is what Srila Prabhupada keeps saying. The first thing is hear, hear, hear. So, don't stop serving due to inconvenience. Go through inconvenience to serve anyway. We talked about that. Be determined to serve with such high quality. The quality of serving is very, very important. One day, and I will not mention this person's name, and my heart really broke. Giranagri kitchen, the morning, devotees are visiting. Myself and the Mataji were making pancakes. Now, the Mataji doesn't know how to cook very well, so we were both doing it together. Now, I was pointing out, do this, do this, do this. He said, oh, it doesn't matter. Devotees will eat anything. That's the statement that came out of my, devotees will eat anything. So obviously, she's not thinking of good quality in serving. So we have to be very careful. I'm not obviously not going to mention any names. You probably don't even know her anyway. So see the good in people. See the good in people. Never criticize. When you see the good in people, you got to understand that all people have faults. We have a higher nature and have a lower nature. So see the good in people. If we dwell on the faults, then we will be thinking negatively. And we'll be saying things negatively, and devotees that need to grow, you'll be a turn-off to them anyway, because that's all you talk about. They'll find a nice way to, you know, leave you alone. Unless somebody that likes to gossip hears that. Now you've added more, you yourself offensive, the person that hears is also being offensive. So see the good in people. ISKCON is not a society of majority pure devotees. Truth be told. If Iskar, Srila Prabhupada wanted to make a society of all pure devotees, then Srila Prabhupada would not be a bounty hunter trying to get people to go back. You don't tell pure devotees how to go back to Godhead. They already know that. You don't have to tell them how to go back to Godhead. So most of us are not pure. We are in the process. So since Iskar is a society with a majority of devotees not pure, don't be surprised by the faults that come from devotees. People who are not pure, they will be faulty. Not that it's good now, but don't be surprised by it. Why the person did this? Well, guess what? We are also once with some faults. So you patiently deal with every situation with respect. And respect means being careful not to offend. Now, this other thing Maya plays with us. Oh, you got this to do, you got that to do, you got this to do. Then I have my chanting to do also. It can wait. It can wait. Do not postpone spiritual activities. Don't postpone spiritual activity. We should rather adjust the material responsibilities as best as we can, but give priority to the spiritual activities. So when you're caught with this much time, this little time, and there's something spiritual to do and there's something material to do, and Maya is pushing you hard to do the thing that's material, ignore it and do the thing that's spiritual instead with that time. Because Krishna is time. Krishna himself is time. So then when you give that time to the spiritual thing, Krishna will adjust the rest of the time so that your material, whatever it is, takes place and works out better than you yourself could have thought of. Happens all the time. If you err on the side, they say err on the side of the spiritual rather than the material. Now, also, we go through discomfort sometimes, difficult situations. Even though we're doing everything, our sadhana is good, and we still go through difficult situations. We should understand that the discomfort that comes from these difficult situations is really an arrangement by Sri Krishna to cause us to learn and grow from the lessons. When we are tested, no test is wonderful. There is some difficulty, there are some challenges that come with it, but the idea is to grow from it. So we should always seek out the lessons that come from the incidents and learn from those lessons. Now, sometimes devotees go through this. Another devotee has a problem with you, big issue with you, and you know it. They don't like you, whatever the reason is. So if problems with another devotee are so bad and they've happened repeatedly around them, they're always offending, so it's become necessary to put some distance. It's not a bad idea to put distance, because the closer you are to the more offensive that person is going to get. So for at least temporarily, put distance between you and the devotee. Still, treat that devotee with respect. They just might show up to chant Hare Krishna when you get ready to leave your body. Never. I saw that happen with Bhakti Jira Maharaj when he left his body. And I knew devotees who were against him. I knew devotees who were against his preaching style. I knew devotees who did not like him. I knew devotees who did not want him because he was black body. Yet when he was getting ready to die, so many of them came and apologized and took darshan of him. So, these problems, when they happen and some distance is put between you and the devotee, still treat the devotee with respect. If you have to talk to that person, obviously common sense says keep the conversation short. Don't think harshly, though, of that devotee, because the devotee has faults, obviously. It's directing towards you. But so do you. So do I. We all have faults. It's just that his faults are directed towards you, so you feel it more. But we all have faults. So pray for his spiritual growth and then send him or her positive thoughts. That can change. And finally, the greatest and the most humble and by far the most intelligent prayer to Guru and Guranga is to ask them to run your life. To ask them to run your life. In other words, be prepared to move out of the way mentally and ask that they control your thoughts and they control your movements. Now, if you do that, you're going to be humble, guaranteed, because they're the ones that run your life. So everything is, all right, Sri Krishna or Gurudev, I'm thinking of it this way, whatever I want to do. If it is, in fact, the best thing, let it happen. And if it's not, then don't let it happen. Like Jeremiah says, if it's not, sabotage it. You have to use a stronger word. Sabotage it. But don't let it happen. So then it's the Lord, that kind of prayer. Mean it sincerely. Mean it. Then the Lord will ask him that. Things happen based on his own plan. In fact, it's a wonderful life if you let it happen that way. So many things, then you know what happens? Because you don't know exactly what's going to happen. One miracle after another keeps happening around you. Because Krishna just works miraculously. Krishna is not regular. He says extraordinary. And extraordinary things are miracles to us. So, Krishna says, the one that is most dear is the one that's involved in Hare Krishna. The one that is in full knowledge of his position and Krishna's position and also serving, pure devotional service. Devotional service to Guru and to the devotees. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
It's already long, it's already 6:15. But is there any questions or comments from anyone? Okay, Hare Krishna.
You explained everything very nicely. I was wondering if you can touch up again a little bit on the
points. Touch up again on some of the points. Okay. I can, and I also have them, so I can also send them to you if you like. That's the quickest, right? I can send them if you like. And that's for anybody, you know, this is much of what I put together is actually from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's lectures, different lectures, and I had the service of dealing with audio ministries, about 860 something lectures. Then I had to change them from cassette to computer, so I had to actually listen. Over 3 years I did this. So little by little, these points came up and then put them all. The 11 points I've talked about in teleconference, which I'm not sure you might probably remember. But yes.
Yes, I have a question.
Good. So I can say, yes.
Can you explain really what it means to engage in offenseless chanting? When is chanting? I understand a greater degree of attention.
Mm-hmm.
When is chanting? When can it be said that chanting is truly offenseless? When it has reached that point that it's just not that you strongly intended to bring your attention back and you are successful at bringing it back. Mm-hmm. But again, the mind slips away. When can it be said that the chanting is truly offenseless?
It's offenseless when our mind is on it the whole time and the mind is not roaming around.
Zero moving around.
But the process is inbuilt with mercy. So if we're not chanting offenselessly yet, Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Prabhupada guides us, we're all going through the process of purification, including making our chanting pure also. So if our mind is to the point where, actually if our heart gets into it, and we're thinking of Krishna with our hearts, the mind doesn't roam too much. The mind doesn't roam too much. When you're in love with somebody and you're thinking about them intensely, how much does your mind roam around? It really doesn't. Because you focus on them the whole time. Okay. But when you're chanting, sometimes, example is giving, you're calling this. Now you say, I'm going to give an example. So she's here. I'm calling her name. Shamrasikamatiji? I'm like this. Shamrasikamatiji? But she's over here and I'm looking there. So that doesn't make any sense. So when we are chanting offensively, that's what happens. We're calling Krishna's name, but we're not even looking and focusing our attention where Krishna is. Yeah. But when we serve, especially when we put a lot of effort into serving, cutting off this inconvenience thing as a way of stopping us, but just going through and serving like that and showing more and more love, Krishna purifies everything about us, including the chanting too. Everything about us, including the chanting. You're struggling with regulated principles, you just pray and also serve from your heart. And little by little by little, Krishna would give you reason to be able to handle the regulated principles well. All of that happens. It may take some time, but it does happen. It does happen. Any other comments or questions? Okay, so we'll stop here. Vaishnava Thakur ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Thank you for tolerating me. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for Shri Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for your association.
Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna.